The Newport Folk Festival draws thousands of fans to Rhode Island every summer. WTOP's Rick Massimo wrote a book about the festival called I Got a Song, A History of the Newport Folk Festival. It details the festival's nearly 60-year history and how it and folk music has evolved since it kicked off.
And Rick joins us now to talk about his new book. Glad to have you. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
So first, the basics. Tell us about how the festival first started and the early years.
Well, the festival started in 1959 as an offshoot of the Newport Jazz Festival. George Wein, the impresario of the Newport Festivals, saw that at the time, folk music was the most popular music of the day. You had hit records by the Kingston Trio, the Brothers Four. Odetta packed his nightclub that year, so he decided first to have a folk day at the jazz festival, but then he decided he could go it alone as a standalone festival.
So we can't talk about the Newport Folk Festival without talking about maybe one of the most well-known events of music history, Bob Dylan going electric. I ain't gonna work on Maggie's farm no more. Rick, tell us about that moment.
Well, there's a lot to be said about that moment, and a lot of people said a lot of things about that moment. What I found as I went into the contemporary accounts and the historical accounts was that people said that the whole crowd booed. People said that nobody booed. People said, well, I booed. And Pete Seeger said he threatened to cut the sound cables, the cables to the sound system with an axe. And he said he didn't. And other people said he did say that. And other people said he didn't. And after a while, I realized that the fact that you have all these competing narratives make it that actually was the story. The fact that there is no one truth about who said what and who did what, and that it was this experience that was refracted through all these different lenses of people's experiences and preconceptions. In the book, I just lay these quotes out end to end, and I structure it like a narratorless documentary. It has the timeline, but it doesn't give one authoritative narrative as to what happened, because I don't think there is one.
Okay, so we go from 1965 on to today. The festival is very different from when it first started in many ways, most notably in the acts that it invites to come. Here's something from the Avett Brothers. So how does this represent the changing sound of the festival and of folk music in general?
The Avett Brothers in particular, they're a group who keep the roots of folk music, and they continue to add to them because they like rock and roll as well. And there are a lot of groups there who a lot of the older generation feel like that's not really folk music. But just because you were in the philosophy in Newport is that just because you're influenced by rock music doesn't mean that you're not still folk music. If you're writing songs that reach out to people and they are receiving them in that way, then that's folk music. And the thing is that Newport always was that way. It always has been. On the second day of the first folk festival in 1959, they had a panel discussion about where is folk music going? Are we presenting real folk music here? Are we killing the traditions of folk music? So this kind of tension has always been happening at Newport.
In what other notable ways has the festival changed?
Well, it's gone from being in the center of Newport in the middle of the night to being on at Fort Adams, this Revolutionary War fort on a peninsula on the island, and it's over by 7 o'clock. That is both cause and effect of having a much better relationship with the town of Newport, which in the old days would get completely overrun by the festival, with people sleeping on the beaches and people sleeping on porches, you know, uninvited, I should say. And so that whole area of relations with between the festival and the town has gotten a lot smoother over the years. It may have become less of a gritty kind of experience, but that certainly has its positives. It certainly wasn't going to last any longer in its original form, and in fact, it didn't. It disbanded from 1969 to 1985.
So what ultimately would you like folks to take away from your book?
One of the chapter headings of this book is a quote by George Wein, who says, people think this stuff just happens. And he went on to say, it doesn't. There's thinking behind it. So if you're putting together a large event like this, even if it seeks to span the the spectrum of folk music or whatever music a festival is trying to present. There's thinking behind it. There's a philosophy behind it. There's a thinking, a definition of what the festival is and what it wants to represent.
Great. Thank you so much, Rick.
Thank you.
That's WTOP's Rick Massimo. His new book is called I Got a Song, A History of the Newport Folk Festival.